It's been 10 years since Syracuse-area oncologist Dr. Rafael Dafir was arrested for crimes involving the Muslim charity Help the Needy. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, Dafir's conviction and incarceration still has some Central New Yorkers crying foul.
Dafir continues to serve a 22-year prison sentence after he was convicted of violating sanctions against Iraq by sending money to Iraq through his charity Help the Needy. That conviction and sentence still eats at Mohammed Khatter, president of the Islamic Society of Central New York, who believes Dafir was doing humanitarian work.
He was helping people in his home country, in Iraq. After the first the sanctions in Iraq in the 90s, a lot of people died. It was by the admission of the U.S. government, there is about 500,000 children died as direct implication of the sanctions.
Khatter says at the time of Dafir's sentence, the U.S. government was treating a whole segment of American society as criminals.
All the Muslim charities were targeted. Anybody who has doing something with money, sending money or helping people outside, everything, everybody was saying, oh, they're sending money to terrorists.
A group of Dafir supporters continues to try to get the word out about what they call a major injustice, with a vigil today and a celebration of Dafir's life this evening. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.